Hey, it's Emily. I'm so excited to share with you that it's time for our next quarterly masterclass. Grab the Habit Hacking Masterclass Functional Fitness Edition for free at habithackingmasterclass.com, but only May 6th through the 19th. So let's face it, as busy modern moms, there has been so much confusion and overwhelm when it comes to exercise. Habit hacking your movement to support your body and your mind for life is how exercise can be sustainable and allow you to train for life. After this audio masterclass, you'll learn how to create habits to get more simple movement in your busy day, learn how movement can support your hormones, regulate your nervous system, address nagging pain solutions, and incorporate exercise that will make you feel strong from the inside out, all from the best of the best movement experts. I've brought together some amazing ladies to help serve you and help you train for life. Again, it's completely free, but only between May 6th and the 19th. So grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com and let's start training for life. Let's get to the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to Habit Hack Your Health. It is Habit Hack Thursday. It's officially May. It's gonna be May. I played that at the beginning of all my classes yesterday that I was coaching. Like, they just expected it from me. I actually saw, side note, NSYNC two times in college, like when concert tickets were super affordable. It was the No Strings Attached tour. You know, I knew every single song on their CD because my dad burned it for me from my best friend. Just can't even. I'm totally aging myself. But hey, sometimes we have to have fun. And when we're in this season of May, sometimes I also heard someone call it May-cember, right? When it's kind of like December, when it's crazy chaotic, the kids are getting ready to be out of school, summer schedule is happening, things are going to feel a little chaotic with all these extra things happening throughout the month, that sometimes things go wrong. Things go wrong, it ultimately will, because life is not perfect, right? But what oftentimes happens, I know for me and I know for clients sometimes, is we start spiraling, right? Have you ever found yourself spiraling? Like, what does that even mean? So a downward spiral is defined as a situation where a series of negative thoughts, emotions, and actions continuously feed back into themselves, causing the situation to just become progressively worse. I know that I've been there. Just one thing goes wrong or something like someone says just sets you off and you just start spiraling. So for example, maybe someone says something to you or about you or you're rejected for some reason. Your mind starts spiraling into what do they actually mean by that? How do they perceive you? Or you wake up and realize you forgot your kid had a dentist appointment and you start to spiral about how you just can't get your life together. And gosh, you need to stop being just so forgetful. And oh, you see someone's weight loss post on social media and it makes you just feel really hard on yourself and for not being able to maintain your healthy habits, even though this person on social media could. And the list could go on and on and on. And this could be within just like a few minute time span, right? Just starting with one thing, setting you off, and it just spirals. I even see it happen with my teenage son sometimes as well. I think they actually just had a breakout group about this with my son at their church as well, which I'm really glad they're talking to kids about it, because I know we didn't talk about it much when we were in high school and middle school. Now, as I was doing research on spiraling, I always like to get some facts as well. The top triggers for spiraling could be overwhelming seasons like May-cember, social media, stressful life events, and relationships. And this all makes sense because in these situations, it most certainly won't be perfect, and more than likely, things won't always go your way or you're gonna mess up. The key here is to not let it become an actual habit and start affecting other areas of your life and create even more unhealthy habits. I have 3 steps for you today to help you do this, including a habit loop, right? We need to break the loop that we have going and stop spiraling. Now, if you need help creating your own habit loop, make sure to sign up for the 3-day email challenge, Habit Loop Bootcamp. It's totally free, but you'll learn how to create your own healthy habit loops with that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy at play. It's linked in the show notes, or you can go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's my favorite habit hack ever. You're going to love it, and you're going to take action. Okay, let's talk about the 3 steps to help you break the loop that happens when we start spiraling. Number 1, awareness. You need to notice what is triggering this spiral. What patterns are you noticing? We go deeper into triggers for unhealthy habits and how to unloop an actual unhealthy habit loop inside of a bonus training inside of the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our signature course, because this is such a hot topic for my clients and girls that go through the accelerator. You can grab it linked in the show notes if you want to start going through the program and have a 21-day plan to make your healthy habits stick. But the first step is always just awareness. What is the trigger? What is the pattern causing you to start to spiral? Number 2, interrupt. Interrupt the pattern. Interrupt the thought pattern that's happening. So when you find yourself engaging in negative self-talk, interrupt the pattern immediately. You can do this by using a physical or even a verbal cue. So for example, you could snap your fingers and say, "Stop," out loud. Or visualize a red stop sign to help you interrupt the pattern. Now, don't talk negative to yourself here, like, "Oh, I'm so stupid," or "Why are you like this?" Like, no. Do something that snaps you out of it. Interrupt the thought pattern. And then number 3, replace or pivot using a habit loop. So your cue could be identify a cue that maybe triggers yourself, negative talk. It could be maybe it's a certain situation, a feeling, a thought pattern that comes up every time you go to bed at night, for example. I know a lot of clients, that's when a lot of anxious thoughts start to creep in sometimes. The routine, the actual habit, is to replace the negative self-talk with a positive affirmation or constructive thought. For example, if your negative self-talk is revolved around feeling incompetent, replace it with thoughts like, "I am capable and I am confident," or "I am learning and I am growing." This part is really important because when you keep telling yourself these negative things about yourself, you start to believe it. You're manifesting it in your life. Stop it. Please stop. I'm saying that with so much love, and I'm saying it for myself as well. You have to replace that negative thought, actually snap yourself out of it, and create something positive that you know to be true about yourself. Because more than likely, the negative self-talk you're saying, it isn't true. And then lastly, the reward. Reinforce the new behavior with a reward. It could be a simple like acknowledgement of your effort, like, "Oh, that feels so much better." Maybe you do some actual breathing to like reward yourself and let your nervous system regulate. It could be like pat yourself on the back, or just do some type of small act of self-care, like the breathing, like I said, or just go outside and like put your feet in the grass and ground for a little bit, right? Feel the sunshine and ground to your feet, okay? And next step is to practice, practice, practice. Lather, rinse, repeat. Because maybe you've had this habit loop for a while of spiraling. That's just how you are, and that's okay. that's okay. You can rewire your brain. It does take some habit hacking to do this. And you, like I mentioned, you can even utilize this with your kids as well. So my friend, stop the spiral of negative self-talk with these three steps and let me know if today was useful. If you need some help creating your own habit loops, don't forget to sign up for Habit Loop Bootcamp, or I'll see you inside of our program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator. You got this, friend. I am rooting for you. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you are ready to take action in creating your own habit loops, then I want to invite you to take the 3-day Habit Loop Bootcamp email challenge. You'll learn how to create your own cue, routine, and reward from the Atomic Habits for Women philosophy that we've shared here on the show. And oh, it's also available audio only too, so you can take it on the go while your mom Ubering around town. Just go to bit.ly/habitloopbootcamp. It's linked in the show notes as well, to start taking action now. And if you love the show, the biggest way you can support me and other mamas like you is to leave a quick written review so we can help more mamas stop dieting and start training for life via habit hacking. Love and appreciate you.